The Torah speaks out, Bechuro, what's the kasha? Bechlau, Bezman, Azir, there's no Besmich, came in Korbanot together. So Bechuro, Moshe said better, there's no Korbanot together. So we hear it's Mash Magon, the man Yom Rod, Kitchen Lashaita, Kitchen Lashaloboi, that he really still has his Kedusha there. So it really would be possible maybe to bring a Korban there. But our Korban, the people living far away can't do it. So if Rabbi is the Svar to say, it's still Mutter. Yeah. Where's the kasha? What's the Chiddush? Chur Pshita. That there's no Hadmini to say, according to Rabbi Shmuel, it should be also to eat meat today. So you don't need the Mishnah to say in Erlam. The Mishnah can't mean Erlam a Chiddush, but according to Rabbi Shmuel, he's still allowed to eat the meat. The Chur Pshita allowed to eat the meat. So it must be going according to somebody else. So the Gemara says, Elamai is going according to Rabbi Kiva, what the Gemara says. Elam Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Kiva goes on to Kiva, the Tanya. When the pasuk says Kiyach, and Yom Chua Mokka, Mashiach, Chasham Akecha, Lashem Shem Hashem. Zachu Gag Matzani Chor, Rabbi Kiva, Oima, Eibo Kasev Elala Salem, Bosa Nechira. That now you can't eat meat without a Shechita. If you just slice it, it's possible. Shea B'tchil, when they were in the Midbar, he yelled, Hutlem Bosa Nechira, let eat any meat, even though there's no Shechita. Vishnitz, Azeret Yisrael, Neslem Bosa Nechira. Now they came to it, so you have to have a Shechita, you can't just slice the neck off. But now that we went into Golis, Yochel may be Yachel Atein Rish, may become after the first Heter, he's allowed to eat a piece of meat just by slicing off its head without a Shechita. The Kashim, that's the Chiddush of our Mishnah. The Koran to Mekiva, that Leolam Shechtim know, even though Bezman is there, we have no Beis Hamikdash, we do not come after the same Heter that was before in the Midbar, but Adrabah, once the mitzvah Shechita was given, Shechita always remains. And therefore, we can eat it now without a Shechita. Rashi explains the pshat from Kibrish Abetchila. Rashi learns means in Midbar. In the Midbar, Hutlam Bas Nechira again means if you just slaughtered the meat, you did not really make a shchit. You just chopped off the meat. Some killed it. Ma'ikru Nafkulei. The Siv it says Ki Yarchik V'Zavachto. Nechlau Diyad Hashtel and the Tzavul Zvicha. Up to now there was no chiv on Zvicha. The mitzvah Zvicha only started when they came to Eretz Yisrael. That's the Havmi that maybe now when they're in this Galah went out of Eretz Yisrael. Maybe the Jabino Issa Shita Nibino Issa Tid Bos Nechiro, Kamashna Tachirish and Mishino, the Kachinino, Lyerlam Shechtim, that there's always a mitzvah to make a Shita even Bizman is there. Even after Golus, even after we're not averse to soil, still, now there's no Mehepta Nechiro, we could only eat a piece of meat through a Maisa Shita.
Alright, we'll stop here. Turn over, we'll continue on the other side. Wait here on the tape, then turn over.
You have it, you're holding up Yudzayinim and Aleph. You know, some more just said now, the two dots. That the Maikim Mithlagi, what's the Machwek? You said a Machwek is between who? Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Yishmael. Right, some more said, what's the Machwek? Rabbi Akiva Savar, Bosa Taiva, Laisis Aklau. Rabbi Akiva holds no, was never Osa Teet, regular meat. That's why there's one like Rabbi Yishmael. Even in the Midbar, they're always able to eat regular meat. Therefore, when he came into Eretz Yisrael, it wasn't the Chiddush that you allowed to eat Bosa Taivam, but rather the Chiddush was that then you have to have a Shechita and not just the Nechira. Rabbi Shmuel said, well, know that the Bosa Nechira lay a story cloud. Rabbi Shmuel holds, there was never a time that it was mutter to eat meat without a Shechita. It was never mutter just to make a Nechira. A Nechira means like just to slice the neck without a Shechita, just to kill it. It was never mutter. So that's how, that's the Machlokes, how Yadash needs to him. Smer says, Bishlam Rabbi Shmuel is good according to Rabbi Shmuel, that he holds that it was never Muta, Bosa Nechira. So the Chiddush of the Pasuk was that when they were in the Midbar, it was also Bosa Taiva, regular meat. When they came into Eretz Yisrael, they had a Heter to eat regular meat. So according to Rabbi Shmuel, it's good. Hanukkah, so that's what the Pasuk says, V'shachatas Ben HaBoka, that they made a Shchit on the Ben HaBoka. So Rashi says, Alma, we see from here, that Nitztavo la Shechita b'yoymotcha b'midbar, even in the Midbar also they had to have a Maisa Shechita. So it's good that it was never had to teed it b'nechira, just on killing it, you always had to make a Shechita, even in the Midbar. Elu Rabbi Kiva, my v'shachat, according to Rabbi Kiva, there was supposed to say v'shachat, talking about in the Midbar, I, according to Rabbi Kiva, they're allowed to eat bosa nechira. So when it says poshid, kodeshim shani, until here it's a posik in Vayikra. By kodeshim is different, kodeshim, there is maski minir Shechita. So the Kiva only held that Bosa Taiva means the only regular chulin that you eat, that maybe does not need a Shechita. Yeah. The Gemara says, Bishlam Rabbi Shmuel, so it's good according to Rabbi Shmuel, Haino, the Siddhas, the Pasuk says, in by Midbar, Hatzain, Uboka, Yishchat Lehem, they should make a shchitu on a tzayin in boko. And the chulas mashim, it's talking about regular chulim. So you see, you have to have a shchitu even in the midbar. Elul Rabbi Kiva, maya tzayin in boko yishvatlem. According to Rabbi Kiva, what does the pasuk say? Yitzchak make a shchitu. According to him in the midbar, yincha lehem miboiler. Just should have said, make a nechira, I mean, just slice it. Just kill it. The Rashi says, nechira usually means, Rashi says, v'anoicha means midas v'losh nechira, shekeru l'okoi, menechira v'yad ha'chaza. You slice it straight down the middle, from its nose, till its breast, till its chaza. That's the way you kill it. So, what does the pasuk say? I'd say, no, boki yishcha, they should have said, yincha. It's more so than echanami. Nechira shalhem, zuhi shchitasen, echanami. It doesn't really mean hukha shchita. It just means whatever way they used to kill it, that's the pasuk means. I'd say, no, boki yishcha, tlen means, that's the way they used to kill it. So again, this time, Rabbi Shmuel Haimer, that we learned a Mishnah Leir that says, Ha-Sheichet V'Nisnabla B'Yodoi, if somebody makes a Shechita, and V'Nisnabla becomes an Avela, Mashma Joy and Shechita becomes an Avela, means you didn't do a good job. Or else V'Yhan-Leicher, or else, it means just on slice like we just said. It just on slice it down, you don't make a Shechita at all. Or else V'Yhan-Maker, if somebody pulls out, rips out the simonim when the animal's still alive, that's the way you kill it. So, Kitsi, these three cases, you do not make a shchita. The locher is potem alechaseis. Even though you do this to a chaya, that usually to make a shchita on a chaya, there's a mitzvah kisi hadam. Here, there's no mitzvah kisi hadam. Since it wasn't called a shchita, therefore you're potem alechaseis. The Rashi says this. The Pesuk says, "Asher yoichol v'shofach v'chisa," means v'loyer lachil kos medaber. Only such an animal that now you're allowed to eat it. That's when there's a mitzvah kisli. And over here, since you can't eat the meat, therefore there's no mitzvah kisli. So, according to Rabbi Shmuel, that you have to have a shchit in the midbar, it's good why there was no mitzvah kisli on these type of meat, since there was no heter shchita. Elulu Rabbi Kiva, according to Rabbi Kiva, are my potem on the chasseis. According to Rabbi Kiva, why are you potem on the chasseis? Rashi says, Akif Yadam be midbar nitzav. Let's see. In the midbar, they also had the mitzvah kisli Yadam. And at that time, the chirosan or the shchitosan. In the midbar, if they just slice it down, that's also called the shchita chimechai v'kis yadam. If so, the question is, v'anoicha b'zman hazeh. If you make a nechira b'zman hazeh, nam in the boy kisay, the chush doesn't have to make a kisay. As even though it's not fit heat, but why is it different than in the midbar? That there the nechira was, gave a mitzvah kisay yadam. The chur b'zman hazeh, even though you can't eat it without a shchita, then maybe the mitzvah kisay should still remain. The Gemara says no. The story is Hoyol the Yisrael that now it's after they came into Eretz Yisrael it became also to eat the meat without a shchita. So the Chanami now that there's no mitzvah kisei dam either. Like Rashi said before, kisei dam is only if there's a head to eat the meat, and now there's no head to eat the meat. Therefore, it's potter from kisei dam. The Baita Dishta Rabbi Kiva is good according to Rabbi Kiva. The Yom that he says, Bosa Taiva Leisus Aklau, he learned that in the midbar, it was never Osa Teet Bosa Taiva, you always allowed to eat any meat you want. It was only a Chiddush Yeld, you don't need a Shchita. But you allowed to eat any meat you want. If so, Haino, so that's why the Pasuk says in the Devarim, Ach Kashe Yoichol Esetzi Vesrael, the same way you could eat a deer and a rim, Kain Teich Lenu. The same way you could eat these things also. So Rashi says, if you eat a ram or a deer when it's tamei, is because the fact kosher you eat it when it's tamei is kain techlenu la boker b'tzayin nishetichron is loritz. When you come into Eretz Yisrael, you're allowed to eat the boker b'tzayin even though the tamei. Shapo pi shani matinim shchitim. No, now you have to have a shchita lechulin when you come into Eretz Yisrael, just like kosher. So don't think to say now when you come into Eretz Yisrael, you have to have a shchita. Maybe even chulin you could only eat when it's tahor. Kamashma on the pasuk know that even now when you come into Eretz Yisrael and you have to make a shchita, still you'll not eat it betum. So it's good what the chiddush of the pasuk is. But Elul the Rabbi Yishmael, the current Rabbi Yishmael, that he holds, no, you always have to have a shchita. If so, tzvi vayu gufo mi have shari, that tzvi vayu you're not mutatit. That's the question. I mean, in the midbar, according to Rabbi Shmuel, right, it wasn't mutatit at tzvi vayil. According to Rabbi Shmuel, in the midbar, they could only eat basa kachim, and he can't bring a korban from a tzvi in an ayil. So, it wasn't mutatit in the midbar. So, what's telling us You're allowed to eat it for tumma, just like before, now also. Svara says yes. They even come to Bishmuel. Kiyos rachmona behemah dechazi lakrova. In the midbar, that's what he says, you would not let eat bosa taiva. He only means on a piece of meat, on an animal, that's fit to bring a korban. Then it was also tidit, but there was chumen, you had to bring it for korban. Avuchayi, like a deer, a tzvi, that you cannot bring for korban anyway, lechazi lakrova, leyos rachmona, even Rabbi Shmuel would agree, it was muta tidit tzvi in the midbar. That's what the pasuk means. That even though in the midbar you do not have to make a shchita, now when you come into the soil, you have to make a shchita. You should know still it's mutatidit b'tumma. The only thing that has lach like kachim, no, you're not eat it even though you're tummy. Tell me more about the shayla. What's going to be boy Rav Yirmiya? Every bosa nechira. It's according to Rav Akiva. That all that in the midbar, they had no mitzvah shchita. They're allowed to eat a piece of meat without a shchita. So that's why a Jew in the midbar just sliced his animal in half, and he has a piece of meat from that. And now the next day, Shechnisu Yisroli Moim, that he came into Eretz Yisrael, Shechnisu Yisroli Moim Moritz. Now that Jew brought it with him into Eretz Yisrael. So now, according to Rabbi Kiva, he's allowed to eat it now in Eretz Yisrael or not. So, the question is Amos. Like, what's your question? When did he bring it in? In other words, the question is, according to Rabbi Kiva, you were mutatit basa nechira in the midbar. When he came into Eretz Yisrael, it became asa. But maybe only from now on, not from eat, yeah, from before. What's your question? Elaine, if you want to tell me, Bisheva Shikirshu, the question, you have this piece of meat. Can you eat it during the first 7 years when they went to conquer the salt to make a kibush to fight? So the Mari asked question, Pshitit Smuta, Hashtu Dovet Tomei, Ishtarulu, those first 7 years, they're even allowed to eat a piece of chazir. They're allowed to eat then Tomei. If so, Tichsik, what the Postik says in the Vorim, Ubatim Malayim Kotuf. They came in there, they're allowed to eat the houses full of all good. And the Yom Rabbi Yimmi Barab, Omar Rav, it means Kaslay the Chazir. They're even allowed to eat a piece of meat of a Chazir. Rashi says, Kachli the Chazir should be Chazirim Yaveshim, old pigs, Shekurin Bekinush. The Bagas Bata Malayim Kotub, safe for the crow of Yechat of Zavata. So the first 7 years, Chayasa came into Eretz Yisrael, it was there to eat even Chazir. And so Lechura, Bosa Nechirim Iboi, Kurosophic Pshita, that the Jews will not eat them, their meat without a Shita. So what's Yishayla? Anyway, the Shavu says, Liachem Ikan, what's going to be if you have this piece of meat that you made in the Chira in the Midbar, and you preserved it for 7 years, and afterwards, during the second 7 years, when they were in Techluka, when they were dividing up Eretz Yisrael, that there it was in Mutter, Adavei Tomei, if so, then the question is, can you eat this piece of meat now or not? Yeah. That's one shalom. The boy Samuel Elsimore says, no, Leolim, really the question could be even Bisheva Shekivshu. What about the first 7 years the Eden went into Eretz Yisrael, could eat it then? And maybe it's like this, Ki Yishtar Elu Shalau Shlavichovim. When does the Pasuk say that the Jews will not eat anything? It means when they conquered the Goyim, they will not eat anything from the Goyim, even their food. But only the food they conquered from the Goyim, the Pasuk gives them a heter. But the two, Lo Yishtari, but could be the Yidden have their own meat, that there's no special heter. For that, they have no heter to eat the first 7 years. If they have their own animals, Avada would have to make a shchita. So that's our shayla. If you have this piece of meat, that the Nechira was done in the Midbar, at that time it was Mutter, and now you brought this piece of meat into Eretz Yisrael, what's the locha? Is it Chala Nisr on it now? Or maybe only the new behemoth is now in Eretz Yisrael, you have to make a shchita. But a piece of meat you had before was Mutter. So Rashi speaks out b'chur the shalva megel aloch at all. That's an economy. Some Jewish or kibbutzchar. I think the Rosh wants to say it is megel. The person makes an isa neder. What would be? I promise that I'll do this and this if that piece of meat would be mutter. So in kibbutz and hilchos and dorim you can find an nafkamina. But kibbutz and more buzz by takeo here. If that meat, but nechira in the midbar came into Eretz Yisrael, would it be yoster or not? Oma Rabba. Some of the gifts of Marova, that Shonis Hakel Shechtim Lelim Shechtim, that you chew, you answer Psham the Mishnah, and the Mishnah says, but Hakel Shechtim, and it says Lelim Shechtim, such you answer that Hakel Shechtim, what do we say? Hakel Shechtim means Hakel Beshchita, even a knife. You want to say it goes on the animal, that even a chicken was in Beshchita. Lelim Shechtim also said now that the animal always needs a mitzvah Shechtim. If so, what does the Mishnah mean to say Bakil Shechtim? What does it mean to say with everything? My Mishnah, how do you answer that? What does the Mishnah mean Bakil Shechtim? If you tell me the Mishnah means Bein Betsur, Bein Mishugah, Bein Mekur Mishakono, means any type of a knife, whether it's a regular knife, whether it's a sharp stone, or whether it's a piece of glass, or whether it's a reed. So the Moshe says, no, what do you the Hanuk Ketoni? It's very much the other things. If the first two is talking about the Shechtim, the people that make the Shechita, the last thing should also mean have to do with Hilchis Shechtim. Is Helmanel Hashkel Shechtim? Or it means Hainami B'Shechtim, it means with the animal that receives the Shechita, not with what you make the Shechita with. It's Hakel Shechtim, it said even a knife needs a Shechita. And then Loilam Shechtim means all the meats need a Shechita. It's talking about things that need a Shechita. So the last thing, Bakol Shechtim, should also mean the animal itself that needs a Shechita. So the question, Vihanech B'Shechtim, Hainami B'Shechtim. Vihanech B'Shechtim. Okay. Yes. The question was this. So far we asked the first two cases talking about the nishchotim, but the animal. And the last case, bakol shechtim, means the shechtim. So you can't say in different cases. You all have to mean the same case. It's iyanech. The last one means b'shechtim. So the first one also should mean b'shechtim. Iyanech b'nishchotim. The Mishnah is talking about b'nishchotim, the animal that received the shechita. So the last case also should mean hananari b'nishchotim, that received the shechita, and not half and half. Tell them Rav Rosh like this. When the Mishnah says Hakol Shechtim means Choda Lasu Yekusi, it's talking about the Shechtim, the people that made the Shechita, that even a Kusi can make a Shechita. So the Geri Yem is saying the Choda Lasu Yisrael Muma, that even a Yisrael Muma, as long as not a Muma Chol Terakula, he could also make a Shechita. And what does the Mishnah mean to say Le'olam Shechtim? It means Bein B'yom Bein Malayla. We had before whether a day by night you can make a Shechita. There's no talk about Hilcha Shechtim when the Shechtim can make a Shechita. Bein Barosh HaGag was on top of the roof, Bein Barosh HaSrina. And Bakol Shechtim means Bein Betzum, Bein Meskuches, Bein Mekrum Mishakona. The kitzur, these all halakas about the Shechtim, that any Shechtim could do it, and Zoylam the Shechtim could do it, and with anything the Shechtim could do it. The kitzur, we're not talking about the type of animals, we're talking about the Shechtim, how the Shechit is done. That's the Chiddush. Bakol and the Hakel B'Shechtim and the Loilam. Then it says the Mishnah, Chutz Mimagol Ktsira V'Yamagira. You can't make a Shechita with this small knife, you'll see that they have pegams, have dents in it. And the Udim V'Yamagira, you can't do it with a sword. With a sword, it's no good. Yeah. Samar says that Avu Dishmula, Shmuel's father, Pogam, he made a pegam, like he made a notch in the knife, Vishodar, and he sent it to Eretz Yisrael to see what they'll tell him if the knife is kosher or not. They did it a second time, Pogam Vishodar, but kept on showing them cases of pegams to ask him if this knife is kosher or this knife is possible. Shochulev, he sent back from Eretz Yisrael, this is a simon shows your member, that Kemegira Shinanu, they learned in the Mishnah, like a sword, any time the knife is like a sword, it's possible. Rashi says it means shabgimais mechuvonis loimkon, that all the notches go deep down, and v'yesh begam shneich, some have two sides to it, and some have one side. We'll soon see in the Gemara. So any time the knife has notches that looks like a sura, that's like a psul. Then the knife is possible for shechita. It doesn't cut, but rather it just tears it. I think we says turn around, but it goes like this: sakin, if you have a knife, shiyesh boy pegimas.